Let's recall our earlier discussion of confounding and its importance and bring this together with our discussion of study designs. Recall that when we ignore confounding factors, we may find an association that's not actually present. For example, finding an association between coffee drinking and lung cancer when we ignore smoking. Or we may underestimate an association. There are a couple of ways to help us avoid confounding in the first place. Randomization in experimental studies and matching in case control studies. Click on the boxes to read more about these designs.